News Talk 1620 WTAW, the first Brazos Valley Fair is now come and gone, and so has the first meeting since the fair with the executive committee of that event. Kat McMullen and I had an opportunity to visit with the chairman of the executive committee, Jim Mazurkovich.
We're very pleased and excited about the outcome of the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair and Expo. The event was truly successful, and it exceeded our expectations this first year. While no financial numbers will be released until October when our official audit is complete, preliminary numbers currently indicate that the fair will finish with an excess of revenue over expenses. Our plans are ready underway for the second annual Brazos Valley Fair and Expo that will be held September the 5th through the 8th, 2013. Contracts are currently being extended for the most popular attractions and components for next year, and our plans are being made for expanded exhibits and entertainment.
Do you have an attendance estimate yet?
No, we do not. But I'll say this, our attendance, the entire fair itself exceeded our expectations for this first year, because as an inaugural event with as many activities that were going on this weekend, we were very, very pleased. As you know, we set these dates about a year and a half ago, and making sure at that time there was not a football game. And of course, then there was one, you know, this summer, which was great. I mean, I'm an Aggie through and through. But certainly, you know, with this one pulling it out of the ground for the first time and our income exceeding our expenses is a phenomenal event. And if this thing was easy, it would have been done a long time ago. And we are just excited and very, very, very optimistic and looking forward to our next one.
I know this will be just anecdotal impressions, but based on what you saw as you roamed the fairgrounds and what others told you, you mentioned the Florida football game. Did you see Florida fans or football fans in general also make the trip up to the fairgrounds?
Yeah, of course, you know, those that were there came afterwards, you know what I'm saying. And we did have some come pre-game, post-game, and then the next day. I can't give you any exact numbers, but yes, sir, there were some that did come. It gave them another opportunity to do something else in addition to tailgating and going to the game and enjoying the football season. But yes, sir, there were some out there.
Was there any particular part of the fair that was your favorite?
Well, this has been my favorite since 1986, because I've been dreaming and planting seeds, and, you know, I had this vision when I came here, 26, 27 years ago. My heart probably is in the livestock barn. Of course, I did not actually provide any leadership over there, because we had our leaders and different people providing that. But I love the kids, and I love them showing livestock animals and learning life skills through animals. And I guess my heart probably lies there. But the rodeo was fantastic. I will say this. I was overly impressed with our rodeo producer, and our carnival was a first-class act.
I was going to ask you about the carnival provider and what they thought of the attendance, and hopefully they came away happy and making money on their own as well.
That was discussed too, and they were happy, and they realized, you know, this is our first one, and certainly the proceeds there was nothing like a Waco or a Houston, but gosh, they got 50 years on us, you know. They were very happy, and they want to come back, and they want to stick with us, and, you know, since they came in on the beginning and help us move forward and grow and develop this fair to what it can be, because as I said in my speech, y'all didn't get to hear it the other day, we are in the middle of the Golden Triangle. We're in the middle of three of the top 10 largest cities in the United States, within 180 miles radius of 80% of our 26 million state population. So the opportunity is here. And also with the great Texas A&M University here, it's only going to help us.
And I was going to also have you bring out, for those who aren't familiar, about your professional background. You are professionally an Aggie as well as one in heart.
Yes, sir, I am. I came to school here in 1973 as a freshman and finished my bachelor's in 1977. I have a master's from Texas Tech in 86, then a Ph.D. here in animal science and actually beef cattle production. I finished that in 1995.
And your current position is?
I'm leadership program director and professor for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, which is one of the agencies within the Texas A&M University system.
So obviously, you've been to a number of fairs at all different types of levels, and I'm sure you're happy to see components of all the things you've seen at other places being incorporated in this Brazos Valley Fair.
Exactly. Professionally, I've been judging beef cattle shows for probably 35 years. So I've had an opportunity to make every major fair and expo, livestock show in this great state of ours. I've judged the majority of the county shows in this state, regional fairs. And then nationally, I've gone to probably 15 or 20 state fairs around the United States, and actually been to the largest fair in all of Brazil, and I've seen what they have down there. And I can assure you this was a successful we're very optimistic, and we were certainly very, very pleased with this first inaugural event.
I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I got to pop in and see the Gospel Fest.
Did you?
Yes, sir. But I'm really excited about next year. I'm going to start making some jam and cutting up a quilt.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm hoping y'all have a quilt competition.
You know, you got to crawl before you can walk, and we certainly had lots of volunteers, and we certainly have been looking at expanding our events and attractions, and that certainly will be taken under strong consideration, because I can tell you this, my mom's very active in the Washington County Fair. I think she had 7 grand champions and 18 blue ribbons last year.
And the
grand and the reserve, one year, the last 3 or 4 years, she's had the grand or the reserve of the whole culinary division over there with different things she makes. So,
my roots are from over there.
So if you want to know, I'm Brazos County, Washington County Bloodlines is where I came from.
Well, let me know if she enters in this fair, because I wouldn't want to compete against her. She sounds like pretty tough competition.
She is, but it's too far for her. She's 79 years old. I don't think it's about 5 miles to the fairgrounds in Washington County. And let me say this, when the founding fathers of this fair sat down to pick some dates, we wanted to be very sensitive to the oldest county fair in Texas, which is Washington County, and then also sensitive to the counties that surround us. And so we picked a date initially that didn't have a football game and was not a fair on that day. But I'm going to say this. I don't think it hurt us. Actually, I think it helped us, and because it gave us visibility nationwide by having that game here, because people knew about us, especially with all the advertising that we had. It was a very, very positive thing, and it goes to show there's this gives some variety and some options to people in this community.
Is there anything else that we've missed?
We're all elated. I can tell you that. The board as a whole is elated about this successful event that just took place, because it was a historic event. And, I don't have anything but very positive very proud comments to make about this fair.
Again, thanks to Jim Mazurkovich, the Executive Committee Chairman of the Brazos Valley Fair, with a recap of the inaugural fair at the Brazos County Expo Complex. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.